Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. The story of Martha and Mary. One was concerned with serving the guests in the home, and the other one was concerned with sitting at the feet of Jesus and getting as much as she could. So, which one was right? That's what we're going to look at today. Both were working in a way, weren't they? Okay. Martha was serving the guests in the house, and Mary was learning. Okay, she was studying. Well, so Martha was a good host to people in the house. And I can imagine that there were a lot of people there that day. I mean, she was working very hard. And so what was Mary's job? Well, was she helping Martha? No. Was she helping the apostles with the people? No. Was she concerned with anyone in the home? No. Did she use the opportunity to learn as much from Jesus as she possibly could? Yes. You gotta remember, in this time, there's no Bible. Okay? There's no New Testament. You know, let's face it, after the King James Version of the Bible, I mean, that's the one that Jesus used, isn't it? I've heard that from other Christians. Huh? Yeah. You know, in fact, one lady, I said, you know, that's the one that Jesus used. I said, it was only written 500 years ago. When did Jesus live? You know, don't confuse her with the facts. It was okay. Well, the only way you could learn anything at this time was from the mouth of Jesus. And so Mary decided that's what she would do. She'd sit at the feet of Jesus and soak in as much as she could. Man, wouldn't it be nice if we could be so lucky today? So what was the correct behavior? Serving the people or studying Jesus? I mean, there's our crux today, right? Which one is it? Well, I think it's interesting, okay? And the thing we're going to look today, it's not so black and white. As I was doing my research this week, I ran across a quote from Saint Teresa. Saint Teresa was a Spanish nun that lived from 1515 to 1583. She was 68 years old when she passed. Saint Teresa said that to give our Lord a perfect service, Martha and Mary must combine. So we've got to go both. I heard you say that when I said who was right. You said both. We're going to have to both serve God and learn from God at the same time, aren't we? Well, it's not as easy today as you would think it would be, is it? In today's world of social media, Mary's work is wrong and Martha's correct. Talk about political correctness run amok. There it is. Okay. I mean, if you're a Christian in today's world, it ain't easy, is it? But the thing that's sad, I've heard that same concept or that same opinion from Christians who were on social media. In fact, there's even a name for it that we use in the church, and that's called spiritual selfishness. In other words, if you take time out from other things to learn about the Word of God, you're being selfish because you're not serving others. Now stop and think about it. Does that make any sense to you? Note the terms there, and that's the way it's looked at today. Many devoted men and women who are Christians believe that the correct way to be a Christian is to just keep busy serving Christ. Well, you know, we talk about being saved by works. Do works save you? No. But works are important, aren't they? All right, so we got a dichotomy. We got the two things going ahead here, head to head. So what do? So when do we take the time to sit and learn what's offered to us by Jesus? and take that time to be with our Lord and Savior. Well, in today's world, it gets tougher and tougher. I had a guy tell me one time, I'm retired so I can do whatever I want. And in a little while, he said to me, you know, I'm so darn busy, I don't know what to do. You know, because the thing is, we will always find things to fill up our time. So what are we filling it with? Aren't we more like Martha instead of Mary? There seems to be a lot of urgent jobs for us to do, just like Martha. Well, if we go that way, what's the result? Well, here's the thing. I did some more research, and I ran across a lady who wrote about this by the name of Evelyn Underhill, 1875-1941, and this is from an essay called Mixed Pasture. And, you know, many times, I do a lot of reading. I have to get ready for this stuff. But I liked what she had to say, and this is where I'm at right now on this. She says that if we go the way of the route like Martha, we have a maiming of our human nature. We become exhausted. We lose our depth and our vision. You know, when I read that, it hit me. That's just like I was last year, trying to do so much that I almost worked myself into a state of exhaustion. And you know, there finally comes a point, enough is enough. You know, you gotta prioritize. I mean, Peggy and I hardly saw each other at all. So what's important? How do we know what is important? Well, first of all, how effective is the church in getting the message of Jesus out into the world today? Are we being effective or ineffective? Go ye therefore and baptize all nations in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Go ye. No, it doesn't say go pastor. It says go ye. Okay. Are we being effective in that mission? Our church really, I just saw this quote last week, it says, if you're concerned about the people in here over the people out there, you have trouble keeping members. If you're concerned about the people out there, your members become. Let's have to think about that, that's different. But yet, that's all Martha, isn't it? Okay. So are we focused then inwardly or outwardly? This one I love. Are we totally surrounded by the busy click, click, click of the life of succession? You know, how many of us spend our nights sitting in front of a computer screen? Yeah, that's all right, I do it too. Is our life just one event, and then we click onto another, like going from one window to another, and then to another, and then to another? It's a succession. I like that word, of the same thing over and over, just like sitting at that computer screen. Well, I think that's scary. That's social media, that's our world today. But does it work that way in the church too? A little bit, okay? Are we more and more focused on a concentration of our service and our worldly obligations, and we lose that quiet world and sitting at the feet of Jesus? And just listening to what he has to say to us and teach us. Okay, now here's where it is. You know, I talk a lot about going out there, but yet, where is the balance? If we put this on a scale, okay, and if everything is on the outward, here's the inward, okay? It's gotta be a balance between the two. If all we're doing is service, I think it's a lopsided Christianity, okay? It's that scale. Going down. I've pushed us for 2 years about doing service in this matter because it was needed. That was something we had to do. But there's 33 of you here this morning. Our Bible study has been averaging 10 this summer. We're normally in the summer. During the year, it's 14, 15 in there. We've had as many as 17. But how many of you in here take advantage of that Bible study? And stop and think about this. we usually go from 10 o'clock in the morning about 10, 11, 15. And I'll tell you, they have been very interesting. We're studying 1 Samuel right now, and it's taken us through all of these things that we're learning. Okay. But yet, we have that opportunity here, don't we? Okay. To get into the Word of God. Now, is that important? Yeah, I think it is, too. How many of you have read the Bible from cover to cover? Not very many of you have. So when we take a book of the Bible and we really study God's Word, He speaks to us, doesn't He? And the thing we're finding, with, because we've done our third book in the Old Testament out, Ruth, Esther, Malachi, and now 1 Samuel. We've done four. And the thing we're finding is that the Old Testament is just as relevant today as it was 3,000 years ago. That's scary. Because even though we're 3,000 years later, we have all these technical things. People haven't changed, have they? So, Evelyn's Underwood and St. Teresa have the same argument. That as Christians, we need to be both Martha and Mary. We've got to have a balance between service to our Christian brothers and sisters and study of the Word. You know, I agree wholeheartedly with her conclusion on that. Because that's what I try and do. Okay. Now, do I have fun? Yeah, I have fun. Do I go out and serve a lot of people? Do I go out and talk to a lot of people? Yeah. I also spend hours in the Word. But then again, too, I'm getting paid for that. You know, that's what you want. You know, as I told some people one time, I said, anything I study, I find industry. You know you're going to hear. Okay. But that's what you're paying me to do, too. You with me? Okay. But as Christians, isn't that what we all want to do? So if you've got time on Wednesday mornings, put that hour in and come and learn the importance of that piece of brass. Okay. You know, yeah, it's going to be an hour and a half by the time you come over here and things. But we have been having so many really interesting discussions. It's worth the time. So, being a Christian is that balance between service and learning. And balance. So in answer to our question today, who was right? They both were. I think that answer is yes. May this message today keep your hearts and minds on Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.